Vectis Radio.
We've got Jane Syme. She's here now from the Silent Growth Partnership. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's nice to see you again. You were here a few months back, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
So what have you got to tell us today?
Well, I guess I should start by saying who the Solent Growth Partnership is, yes, for those
that
who don't know.
Yes.
So Solent Growth Partnership is basically a business support organisation that is funded through the Isle of Wight Council and also Portsmouth and Southampton City Council. So we're over on the mainland as well.
Yes, okay. That makes sense.
So we deliver all sorts of business support interventions, whether that's events, workshops, things like that, but also more intensive programmes of support to help businesses to grow.
Yes, there's quite a few businesses that are struggling, aren't there, currently, through the current financial climate. Is there anything they can do you think, or is it an individual business that has to work on its own?
I definitely think it's really hard out there at the moment for businesses, particularly in some sectors and in some industries. I think the most important thing that businesses can do at the moment is to stay connected to their local business community. Peer-to-peer networking and support has proved very valuable for a lot of small businesses. So making sure you're connected to other people who understand the challenges you're going through and who have perhaps accessed support from different organisations and can recommend things that have been of value to them. Is really invaluable when you're going through challenging times as a business. Mm-hmm. So connection, I would say, with organisations that can help and with other businesses.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, having other businesses on your side or supporting you, not necessarily giving you business, but you've got at least some moral support there, nothing
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of what we do, is bringing together the business community. Mm-hmm. And something that I really was hoping to talk a little bit about today was a particular programme that we are running again on the island for the
third time,
called the Startup Launchpad. And the peer-to-peer support that I mentioned then is a big part of that programme and plays a huge role in raising the confidence of early stage founders who are thinking of starting up a business or are in the early stages of doing so. So, you know, people are brought together into a room where they all feel a little bit isolated and have a bit of that imposter syndrome.
Yes.
And learning that you're actually all feeling that way and that all of you are making it up as you go along a little bit is really empowering.
I'm sure it is, confidence
raising.
It's just someone else to talk to. You kind of feel quite isolated, can't you?
Absolutely.
Starting a business, it might be a new idea, it might be you're trying to enter into an existing market, but there's no one there to talk to about it.
No, but you might have this brilliant idea and you think, oh, if I had these widgets, I could sell them to so-and-so and this and that would go to them and them would go, but is it such a good idea? So your programme would help out with that?
Yeah, and I think I'm particularly passionate about supporting startup businesses and people at that really early stage, because I think if you can connect individuals who are thinking of starting a business from day one with support and educate them about what there is out there so they don't feel alone as they go through the journey.
Yeah.
It's the best time to, you know, furnish people with all of that information, because then they're going to come up against all sorts of challenges throughout the journey. So it's good to have all of that information and connection at the beginning. The Startup Launchpad, as I said, is not a new program. We have run it twice already in the last 8 months on the island, and it's been really, really successful.
Oh, that's good.
So what we do is we bring together a group of founders, whether they've already started their business or they're about to. They might have been trading a couple of years even, but they feel like maybe they haven't had a lot of strategy in the early stages so far, and they really want to get back to basics and think about, you know, how can I do this in the best way possible? How can I make sure I understand all of the responsibilities I have, whether those are financial or legal? How can I really market to my customers in a successful way? How can I engage my customers and keep them once I've got them? And how can I have a really robust plan to make sure that whatever challenges come, yeah. I know what my vision is, and I can stay aligned with that vision, you know, in a really strategic way. So there's lots of really good value in the program. But as I say, it's all built around this format of bringing founders together to support each other and giving them that expertise at an important time.
So how long does the program run for?
So it's three sessions that we ask the enterprises to commit to.
Yeah.
We run each session from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Yeah.
On each day. It's at Building 41.
Oh, right.
Oh, I know, yes.
So the council's HQ here on the island. And the three sessions will sort of flow from one into the other. So the first one is all about planning. The second one is all about money and managing finances and things like that, pricing, you know, making sure that you're able to attract funding, perhaps, if that's something you want to look at.
Yes.
And then the third section is all about selling. So we really cover a lot of bases from the structured planning right through to the branding and making sure that you're able to get your messaging really refined and all of that.
And is this largely sole traders, or do you go for larger organisations than that?
The majority of the businesses that engage with all our programmes are micro businesses, so up to a few employees. But yes, a lot of them are sole traders, and that's absolutely fine. So if you're interested in accessing some early stage business support, but you're thinking, well, I'm not actually registered yet, or I don't know how to register, but I've got this idea and I'm very serious about taking it forward, I'd love to have a chat with them. Yeah. I would love to talk to them about
the program. There's no cost to any of this?
It's fully government funded. So it's funded through Isle of Wight Council on a local level, and free to access for those business owners.
And is it on consecutive days? Or?
No, we run it through, because they're quite intense sessions, so we don't want to bombard people too much. Yep. It's run over a few weeks. So the first session, the plan session, as we call it, is on the 18th of June.
Right, that's really soon then.
Yeah, starting soon. And then the money session is on the 1st of July. And you'll see there's a pattern forming here. The sell session is then on the 16th of July. So we do ask that if anyone wants to participate, they need to attend all three sessions.
Yes, of course.
It's a complete programme.
Yes.
And we've got some really great resources to take people through that whole programme. Yes, and obviously it's beneficial for the rest of the cohort if there's that consistency and people are building relationships.
Yeah. So the structure of these sessions, it's kind of a bit of talking, a few breakout sessions, that kind of thing?
Yeah, very interactive. I've over many years that I've been developing and sort of designing business support programmes, I've learned that what businesses really want is practical, hands-on opportunities to share, to learn, but also to do and to make mistakes in a secure and safe environment.
Yes,
yeah. So we get people talking to each other, we get everyone discussing sort of potential routes through different challenges, and it's there's a lot of information being delivered as well, which is really important, particularly when you're trying to advise businesses on how to manage finances and things like that. There's a lot of things that people need to know, and we do give them that information. But yes, there's a lot of interaction and involvement for the businesses. It's great fun. It's really good, good upbeat program.
It sounds like you're fascinated by it.
I love the Startup Launchpad program. It's really rewarding.
So how can people find out a bit more about it and maybe register to go along?
So we have a website, solongrowthpartnership.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole section on there about the Startup Launchpad itself. So you can find out exactly what the program entails, who it's for. You can even read about our three experts that deliver the three sessions and all of their credentials. They're absolutely amazing people.
Right.
Are they
from the island?
They're not, actually. No, they're not. We have... That's a very good point, Maggie. And I think for future, we're always looking for people to deliver our programmes who are island-based. We do have other programmes that we're funding and
I'm
delivering
are
delivered by island.
It wasn't a criticism, it was just a question.
No, but I think it is important because it's a specific economic environment here on the island.
Yes.
And luckily for me, I've worked with businesses on our island for many years, so I have developed an understanding of how the ecosystem works.
It's a bit different here.
Yes, it is. And we have to develop programmes that fit the needs of the people here, and that's really important.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, our three experts on the Launchpad are fantastic and very, very knowledgeable, and also just really lovely people who don't intimidate new startups who just want feel comfortable.
Yeah. So what's the website details again?
So it's solentgrowthpartnership.co.uk. You can go onto the Startup Launchpad page and read all about it, and all of our other events that we're running, of which there are many, for all different things to do with business support and skills support, are on our events page as well. So do make sure you go and have a look if you're running a business on the island.
So this Startup Launchpad is totally free.
It is,
but
indeed.
That doesn't mean it's rubbish, because it's free.
That's the common misconception,
yes,
isn't it? Why would I do that if it's free?
Absolutely,
it's obviously clearly rubbish. It costs us a lot of money
to run.
So yeah, we pay a lot of money for, you know, for bringing in the expertise that, and obviously we're very choosy about who we put in front of businesses.
Of course,
So no, it's not a cheap undertaking at all. So and it's highly valuable.
So, why wouldn't you go as a business?
Absolutely.
It's a no-brainer, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Jane, for coming in.
You're very
welcome. And thank you, your team, for helping out businesses in these difficult times.
Yeah, we do what we can.
I'm sure you can do.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.